Hey there, loyal listeners. As you know, the Top Games podcast is made possible by Hardcore Gaming 101's Patreon supporters, who help keep this show alive by donating as little as $2 each month. If you were to join them in doing that, you would not only help keep the lights on at HG 101 Towers, you'd also get access to our super secret Patreon RSS feed, which is full of ad-free versions of this podcast with exclusive bonus game rankings. Here's a taste of what you've been missing. The game we're talking about is Alone in the Dark, 2008. This isn't the Alone in the Dark I was thinking about.
Once you get into Central Park, it actually becomes a sandbox game.
How accurate is the depiction of Central Park?
Remember a time when a sandbox map the size of Central Park was considered big enough?
It definitely feels big enough in this game, too. Because you have to drive in the car, it becomes a 50-50 chance that you will accidentally propel yourself off a cliff.
One time I remember I was driving in this game and I drove over a curb and basically the entire car's suspension just flew off.
That sounds like Central Park. Go to patreon.com/HG101 and pledge a couple bucks. That's patreon.com/HG101. Act now and be a hero.
For some, this is painfully obvious, but hardcore gaming means it ain't for the novices. The main source to brain train your knowledge and lay maintain with a course saved the colleges. To HG101, we give the honor, thanks to Kirk Alada, Xerxes, the host of Proper, as well as Satanga, Cal and Bobinata, Booker Hart and others discuss and discover all the 47,000 games, and when they rate them, you can bet it's scientifically locked in position. Speaking of which, no system is obscure, and look, they wrote a book about it, go out and cop yours.
Hello and welcome to HardcoreGaming101.net's Top 47,858 Games of All Time podcast, where we objectively, definitively, and scientifically rank the games that you nominate. My name is Xerxes, and I'm the show's main host and producer, and on this podcast we have three rules. Rule 1, all rankings are final, official, and scientifically accurate. Rule 2, you can nominate one game at a time via 5-star review on iTunes or Stitcher. Those are the ones we try to get to first. You can also go to bit.ly/rankthisplease and add a game to the slush pile and cross your fingers. We make no guarantees on those. Rule number 3, you can nominate games that have already been nominated, but just don't nominate games you've already ranked. See the master list for yourself. It's at bit.ly/47kgames. That's bit.ly/47kgames. Hello, everybody. Welcome back. For this episode, we're going to be talking about a game called Gunstar Heroes. It was nominated by @DJFunkNova. I'm guessing that's a slush pile joint, because we've done a few of DJ Funk Nova's games. This game was developed by Treasure. It was published by Sega for the Sega Genesis or Mega Drive, depending on where you are. But the first people to get it were the Mega Drive people in Japan, September 10th, 1993 in Japan. Who's with me to talk about Gunstar Heroes?
I'm Slowbeef.
I'm quiet now.
And I'm Word on the Wind. I go last, so that doesn't happen.
We can't all go last.
It two people went first, nobody went second, somebody went last. We're off to a fantastic start. So, thanks, everybody. So,
Time's got to be perfect to play this game.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but Gunstar Heroes somewhat highly regarded amongst the Mega Drive aficionados.
Yeah, you're not wrong. It's pretty up there.
Which is weird because it's on the same system as the Contra game, where you have like a werewolf with sunglasses and a spread gun, which I think would be at the top, but I guess not.
It's close.
Yeah, I think so that game is a Contra game, a more traditional Contra game, so to speak. You know, in terms of like a running gun where it's like there's a lot of memorization involved and things like that, which is also true of Gunstar Heroes to an extent. But Gunstar Heroes also has a lot of different mechanics and brings some new stuff to the table. Pretty innovative, I'd say, which is not surprising because of good old Treasure.
You also have a life bar, so you don't just die in one hit.
Well, that's something I wanted to bring up is this game has a life bar. Contra should have a life bar. But for the Western release, they were like, these Westerners are great at video games, so get rid of the life bar.
Great at renting video games.
So. There's also like a lot of fun like melee stuff you can do with the second player, like throw the other player as opposed to just steal their lives when you're out of them.
That's pretty cool. So yeah, it's a treasure-made running gun, so that means that it's like the boutique knockoff version of Contra.
But not in like the SNK way. It's in the treasure. Well, it came out.
It's
after
actually
Contra.
Kind of the SNK way.
No. I'm not talking about Contra. This came out after Alien Soldier, if I recall correctly.
What?
Didn't it?
No.
Or was this before? I don't remember.
What? This is Treasure's first game or second game, depending on how technical you want to get.
I don't remember the chronology. All I know is that Seven Force is in both games, okay? That's all that's important.
So, and on this podcast, when we don't remember something, we just say it anyway. That's how we roll.
This game has Seven Force from Alien Soldier and Smash Daisaku, a.k.a. a completely awesome boss. Maybe not Doug's Bauer level of things, but Smash Daisaku. That's a beautiful name. You gotta get it.
It's got melon good. Bread, too.
Smash is definitely a Doug's Bauer-esque character.
Alien Soldier came out on February 24th, 1995. But
2 years later, okay.
But it is, I mean, it is saying, like, it is worth saying, like, Alien Soldier is like a way different game. Even though it is ostensibly a run and gun, it's nothing like Gunstar. No. And Gunstar Heroes is way more accessible. Deliberate.
Gunstar Heroes is meant to be like a fun time with your friends. And Alien Soldier is like kind of to show off in front of nerds. Like, hey, I learned this really hard game. Gunstar Heroes is also not an easy game either to complete.
Gunstar Heroes' main feature is that it has easy, normal, hard, and expert difficulty. And easy is super fun time with your friends. We promise this game is beatable. And expert is pretty outwardly cruel. It basically makes all but three of the guns almost useless and beats your ass senseless. But
I'm not a fan of that part. I don't like the difficulty where it's just like, yeah, guess what? Some of the stuff you relied on to use, it's still there, but it's worthless. That's not a good difficulty level, but it is like the fourth, you know, it's number four out of four difficulty levels. So,
well, the other thing is that like, it has a really unique power up system where there are four base power ups, but you can like get two of them. And unlike Contra 3, where it's like you have two separate guns, they combine into like 16 different, like a combination of 16 different weapons plus the single power ups on their own. Right. And you can like, I think you can drop one of your power ups too, right?
If I remember. You can turn one of them off so you only use one or the other as opposed to being forced to use the combination.
Right.
And so it's pretty. It's really cool. Like it, it does. If you're playing the original game, it adds quite a layer of strategy because you basically do have to decide what kind of versatility you want in your weapons, since the different guns do become quite drastically different. You know, you can end up with a very short ranged gun. You can end up with a gun that tracks across the screen. You can end up with a gun you have to manually aim across the screen. There's a whole suite of very creative weapons.
Get a lightsaber.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's honestly, and this game has charm up the wazoo. For even though it's like an army style game, it's like very Metal Slug esque in that the soldiers are like kind of funny and doing silly things. And I don't know if we want to get into some of the bosses and such.
Yeah, better, right? I think
boss,
we kind of
go,
have to
go all out.
It'll be a short
then,
one.
Let's talk about is it Black? I think his name is and his amazing
guy?
Level.
No, that's Orange. Black is the Dice Maze guy.
That's what I'm talking about.
We all
about.
Know Orange is the new Black, okay? It's like 2019.
That's great. That's great.
It's more like 2017.
I didn't say it was great. I just said
I know. I was saying that it's great because they're on like season three of that. So it's 2019 is a couple years behind for that joke.
That's
my
point. It's like it's old already. That was why. Yeah, okay. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyhow, the Dice Maze, which Dice Cuphead Maze. Friggin' made stole and made worse, I'm just going to say. this is really a creative use of mechanics, and because it takes, you're in like a board game sort of setup, like it's around there, you pick up a big die with the melee, like throw move, and you toss it and you go on and your token goes to a different thing and you fight a boss or do a little challenge depending on it.
Okay.
That's right. It's real neat.
So, it's really like out of nowhere too.
It's up to all my nerds. Who did that and was immediately thinking Quiz and Dragons, the Capcom arcade bar trivia game?
No one. It's not the same thing even a little bit. Shut the fuck up.
I don't even know what that is.
I know what it is, and it's not the same. Like, what are you talking about? So wait, no, I'm gonna tell you what this is. I'm gonna reveal behind the curtain. Everybody likes this game, okay? Uh-huh. Except Xerxes. And he's doing this thing where he's trying to sneak in little digs at Gunstar Heroes so that when we give it the number one spot, he's going to be like, no, I've got ammunition that I put in advance.
You slap
number
a drum?
Number 400.
What the hell is
so
in the back?
I slapped the back the drum, truth. And here's some facts that I'm going to drop on your ass. So, no, Quiz and Dragons is literally that. It's a, it's, you played it, right? you wouldn't say something definitive about it like that without having actually played it and understanding what you're talking about.
Quiz and Dragons.
Oh my god. All right. Quiz and Dragons. Let's see.
I think it's like a D&D quiz show.
Nobody has played that game.
It's a Dungeons and Dragons.
Wait a minute, though. Do you use the melee like move that you're throwing the dice in like as a normal melee move in the rest of the game of Quiz
and
Dragons?
No, it's a rolling a dice, but it's,
no,
it's the whole...
No, that's like totally pointless then. The whole point is that it's using normal game mechanics in a unique way, not, hey, let's just invent a silly mechanic like animation for throwing a die.
Yeah, you get to, and you
there's
can,
choices.
You can grab your friend's die after they throw it to piss them off.
Paths like a la Candyland on the game board that like decide where you're going to go, but your movement choices are limited.
Why don't you
get
Phoenix right out here to make this argument for you? Because you are very clearly not capable of it. Jeez. Oof.
Phoenix Wright doesn't get interrupted by three people simultaneously.
Okay? I'm not so wrong. Sorry, go ahead.
That's okay.
I'm just over here.
Dice Maze is pretty good, yeah? You fight a bunch of unique bosses.
Dice Maze is great. And like I said, Cuphead has like a direct reference to it in the dice boss at the end.
I mean, a lot of games do pull a little bit from this. I love the throwing mechanic. It's fairly unique in this. I don't think anyone did it before it. I'm assuming some other people grabbed it after, but it's so cool. You can just pick up enemies and just lob them across the screen, lob them at objects, lob them at each other, grab
frankly,
your friend, throw your friend.
It's more effective than actually firing the gun for a majority of the game.
Yeah, and the hotter difficulty.
Just like doing jump kicks slash dives and hurling idiots is broadly more effective. There's even like bombs that like if they hit like the ground or something, they explode. If you can grab them in midair and throw them.
It's obvious like it's the game compared to say Contra just has so much ability to move around the screen. It's one of the most aerobatic games of this type.
It's very technical compared to Contra in like the options it provides for the player.
I think that like that's one of the things Treasure excels at, especially at this period, is it's like it takes like we like Contra too, but like we really wish you could do this and we wish you could do that, and it would be great if you had the choice of like, you know, do you stand stationary and can you do like the 365 degrees of gun spray or do you want to be able to move and shoot at the same time Contra style, because you can see how there's like advantages to both, right? So
The two gun stars that you can choose.
I always play
between.
Blue.
It's also, like, I think just pretty creative in general, in the sense also, like, you know, one of the bosses you fight, like, controls time, so to speak, which means, like, they'll drop a bunch of exploding bombs and then rewind, and then you have to remember, like, what they did the whole time, you know, when it's rewinding and stuff, so you can avoid it on the second time. There's a lot.
Yeah, the unsplosions hurt you.
Yeah, there's a lot of. Yeah, exactly. The unsplosions hurt you. The implosions. But, like, whatever you call them, I guess. So we're talking
kind of like unsplosions, travel. Yeah.
So, yeah, but it's just a lot of creative bosses, a lot of creative, just everything. It's just a really charming game. It's beautiful.
I mean, the game it basically feels like cause Treasure. They made two games basically at the same time. One of them was McDonald's Treasure Land or whatever, and they basically said, "We made this for money," which is a very reasonable thing to do. And at the same time, they made this one. And this was after Treasure left Konami. Like, I think the team was basically working at Konami and then splintered off and made Treasure. This feels like the game where they put all of the ideas that they had kind of just, you know, pushed aside or had left, you know, aside while they were making games. Like, well, now we're just making an L game and we're going to put literally every single idea that we have ever come up with into the game and nobody's going to stop us.
Yeah.
It's great.
All the ideas they had that like big corporate wouldn't sign off on. Board game, that's never gonna sell. No. Get out of here.
What do you think? Quiz and Dragons?
Obviously he wouldn't say that because it's nothing like Quiz and Dragons. No, you're right. And you know what? That's why Treasure left, because it's that level of ignorance that led to it. I'm so glad they got away from such terrible bureaucracy and ignorance.
That's great. I like it.
Boy, see, I wanted to be on this episode just because I knew the beef was going to be funny. This is just like my front row seat. I don't have to contribute.
So, the game, as we said, has two player, which I love because these sort of technical games don't usually get two player mode. Like Alien Soldier, I like it a lot, but the fact that it loses that two player is a bit of a shame.
Hold on. I just got to Google Quiz and Dragons two-player before. Oh, I'm sorry, Cal. That doesn't count as a point in its favor.
It doesn't
Quiz
have
and
to,
Dragons has it, too.
Well, it's no fun playing a quiz game by yourself. I'll give you that.
No, it certainly isn't fun playing a quiz game by yourself. Sorry, I forgot to add that part.
Guess anyway. How much time I spent playing Quiz and Dragons by myself.
Apparently what?
And no, it really isn't fun. It's really like a bunch of like TV guide from the early 90s type trivia.
You don't say! I thought the dragons would have saved it!
No, it's anyway. Amazing. The dragons are asking you questions about like Welcome Back, Cotter. Like it's really, really hard. Yeah, no, I mean, like, what's... This is the game that taught us what to expect from Treasure, right? Like, it's the game that taught us, probably, like, this is what Treasure is going to do. Like, after Gunstar Heroes, people paid attention. I mean, look, we all were fans of McDonald Treasureland Adventure, the game that Cal pretended not to remember the title of.
I literally have no idea.
Sure.
I just know it as the McDonald's game.
Yeah, you do.
All right.
Oh, and you know what else I think is really helpful is that I wouldn't have even known that about that Treasure game if it weren't for Hardcore Gaming 101's book about Treasure. Folks!
In store now.
Kurt does the good work.
It's actually a pretty good game, too. They phoned it in, and it's still really good.
Do you ever wonder how many people who are really big fans of the website like give the show a shot and are just like, oh, my God. Like, what a difference.
They show up. They do. They complain about it, too, because they're like, this isn't good like the site. And I'm like, no, it's not.
I think the answer is very clear. The site is run by Kurt, who is cool and calm, and this show is run by you.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah, I think you hit the nail on the head.
You're right.
Beep.
Right.
What were you going to say?
I was going to say, let's make it more like the website, all right? Let's get a two-column layout. I'll make it on Excel, and one column will have Quiz and Dragons, and the other will have Gunstar Heroes.
Let's so make going sure back we, to like, the actual game. More, insert ad in the middle of the podcast for like a boob ninja titty pillow. Like, you know.
So going what I'm going to do, the actual game, the Gunstar Heroes like video game for Sega Mega
Drive. Confound it, people. I've been trying to say this for the last 10 minutes. Like, give it a rest.
You know, like, it's one of those games that's almost easier to rank than it is to describe because it's you really just got to play
it. I'd describe it if you would let me say a thing.
Okay.
One of the most distinct things about this game is the fact that the bosses are designed from a composite of, like, smaller sprites joined together to form, like, a much larger whole, as opposed to, like, a more singular thing. Did any other game do that before this?
I mean, in the arcade, you got plenty of, like, ball dragons made out of, like, circles with a head on top.
Wasn't, like,
that's
every
pretty...
boss in, like, the Joe and Matt games basically just a series of spheres with,
like,
a dinosaur head?
I'm not talking
head?
About that. Yeah. I'm talking about, like, the entire boss is that.
A lot of, well, that's a funny thing that Treasure does, because, like, a lot of, so there's a lot of Konami games, and I guess normally it's what that have that, like, effect. I think it's called, like, a sprite ribbon in some, and, like, I know this Cocos 2D thing called
ribbon that. Sounds right for, like, when it's, like, an arm or a neck or something.
No, I know what I'm talking about here. It's like, you take two endpoints, and you draw the same sprite between them, and then as you move one or other, it creates, like, a sort of, it creates, like, that neck effect. It's one of those, when you see it. And Treasure does a lot of, like, cool sort of skeletal things with those, where they, like, rig them in certain ways that, like, the bosses are kind of, like, composited out of smaller sprites, like you're saying.
And, I really like to push the hardware part, and I think it's also why it's on the Mega Drive in this case. It really uses the fact that the way the processing works on this, and it's not blast processing.
Yeah, but it was a faster...
Yeah. The way it's able to do that means it can sort of just move those sprites around in this manner, which is something that the SNES didn't do as well, which is why they really went all in on this system. It's even got the... What is, like, the weird boss in the... Trees Ruins level. You know, that's made out of, like, cubes that actually rotate and stuff. It's really weird.
Oh, Ravu Man.
Yeah, he's so strange. Like, you look at him, it's like, whoa, I've not seen anything like that character on this system, because it just... Yeah. It's weird.
I mentioned Seven Force earlier, and Seven Force is probably the most iconic entity in the entire game.
Also, it's only Five Force if you don't play hard?
Yeah, well, that's why you play on hard. Come on. But, like, I was, like, going back to, like, you know, the boss composite, like, Seven Force is a transforming boss that has seven different forms, and the sprites for every single form are the exact same, but just arranged in a different way, and they have it doing all kinds of different things, like, it's a crab, it's a sea urchin, it's a tiger, you know, it's a phoenix, you know, it's, like, it's doing all these extremely different things in a very dynamic battle.
I think, like, any sort of 2D Transformer boss is almost, like, impressive enough. But the fact that it, like, it actually kind of is a Transformer, meaning that, like, the sprite cells are, like, folding in on themselves and doing
really cool stuff like that. Yeah, the physical pieces are actually used and morphed around the screen. It's really cool. And that whole level, the one that it's featured in, like, half the level is just fighting this guy because he's just throwing out all of these different bits and pieces.
It's a very short level because it's a very long boss.
Yeah.
Now, Quiz and Dragons doesn't do that, right?
I don't know.
Oh,
does
that's
it?
Where you're wrong, Beef. Quiz and Dragons.
All right.
No, it doesn't. Like, I'm just talking about the dice and map mechanic. But
you don't
but
have if, to. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I just, in case there are people who are actually curious what I meant, that's all I meant by that.
I know. Nobody's curious. They all know it's a joke.
Don't. You
they
don't
stopped
have to
listening
it.
20 minutes ago.
You don't have to tell it like it is, Beef. Like, I just. Just trying best here.
But,
I just want to entertain the people. I mean, look, it's,
on today's episode of Jersey Shore.
Yeah.
I don't think that show's on anymore.
It is. They remade
it. Is
it? Anyway.
Oh, goodness. Yeah. That's bad.
Just like Gunstar Heroes, which they remade for the Game Boy Advance.
Oh, nope, boy. Gunstar
that's
Heroes
a sequel.
Advance.
That's
now,
not a remake.
There.
It's a sequel.
Okay. Look, as long as, what's his name? The situation's in it. It counts. Mm. And both the characters in Gunstar Heroes are ripped. Their abs are out of control.
That's Curry and Rice you're talking about, and they are absolutely ripped.
You know, they have like two different plots for this game, by the way. They just arbitrarily made the Western plot different for no reason. It's great. And,
you know, that's how you know they used to work for Konami.
Like, I think in the Western version, it's not set on Earth, and then it is set on Earth in the... Like, it's just nonsense.
What a difference it makes.
Wait, it makes a
hold
huge
on.
Difference.
Slow down, Cal. Are you saying there's a treasure game that has, like, a plot that's a little hard to understand?
Oh, it's completely nonsensical in every way. but
to me...
So going back to Alien Soldier.
Yeah, no, I mean, well, Alien Soldier is a good comparison point to everything, I think, because it's like, that I think is the purest example of the treasure design ethos on the Mega Drive era. But this game is, you know, as being the first, like, true treasure game, like, in terms of, you know, we do what we want and you'll love it because it's awesome. I think that, like, it's got this, it's hard to say. Like, when you played it at the time, did anybody here play it when it was kind of, like, still a new thing on the shelves?
No, I rented it, actually, yeah, back in the day. And I don't think I could have appreciated it as much, you know, at the time. Yeah, so I did play it, but, like, I definitely like it more now than I did at my brief time with it.
Did it seem, like, really normal to you at the time, or...?
It was really hard is the problem.
Yeah,
like, it didn't play like Contra. There was like weird things. Like I was pretty good at Contra back in the day, but like this, like it didn't quite play the same. And rather than be a good smart person and say, well, let me see what this has to offer. I was just like a dumb, not Contra teenager.
Yeah. You
know, with my green mohawk and my leather jacket.
I really think the
Neo Kobe pizza.
The cute thing about this one, right, is, of course, that since they threw out the life bar, essentially, you've just got life numbers, and everything does completely different numerical damages, and it's sometimes you're just trading damage, potentially, to just, you know, taking a really particularly difficult-to-avoid hit, because it's not like Contra, where you definitely get quite well-broadcasted places you're supposed to be. Some of the bosses will really kind of just go all in on you, and you'll be like, what the hell was I supposed to do? And you just got to kind of figure it out, and you can jump through bosses, I think, and you can slide through them using your, you know, different abilities. You can sometimes just, you know, magically go through things.
Yeah, this is not a game that's particularly heavy on the contact damage.
No, not at all. Well, especially because of the melee, like, in the grab kind of mechanic.
Yeah,
where you, like,
that would make that very hard, yeah.
Yeah, and it's tough if you go to, like, most running guns, or even really most games, like, contact damage was, like, a thing, so it's, like... Treasure's asking you to unlearn some stuff to learn Gunstar Heroes, and if you just see it halfway, you might have yourself a nice time, friendo.
Also, if you get friendo, because it goes all in
it's
on
a
two
lot,
player.
Yeah, it's a lot more fun with two people.
It's great, because you can take two different character types, so you can have one person running and gunning, one person standing and gunning, and you'll never be outgunned.
There's actually, what is it? There's a shmup stage in it, where you can play with two people. Like, one person flies and the other... I think has like a little option pod kind of thing, you know.
Yeah, but
like I think it is to control the gun on the machine.
Yeah, but you can like shoot them out as the flying player.
You can. And,
like, see, I've never gotten to play this multiplayer. I didn't know that.
I played it very recently with my pal Voice of Dog, and like we were playing over Parsec, and that's like shmups don't, shmups are like the one thing that doesn't work right on Parsec, but everything else is fine. Anyway, so like, yeah, it was kind of funny because he would like do stuff to me and I'd be like somewhere else all of a sudden. It was like, whoa, you know, I don't want to misspeak. I could swear that was it though, where you could like make the other person fire out. Like it wasn't just a simple turret thing. There was like one extra mechanic to it. In fact, let me think really hard. If no, my thinking really hard sounds like typing into Google, then, you know.
The two-player mode lets you do the ultimate Easter egg, which is the worst possible thing to attempt in the history of time, is to unlock your Satori mind, which is to beat Timer on over 100 minutes. don't do that. It's a super secret Easter egg that's totally boring.
And not at all worth it.
No, not even a little bit.
Wait, what is that?
If you let Timerun's time roll out in the space stage, the score you're given is a date that's a reference to a thing, which is actually less than the amount of points you would have gotten.
It's a 100-minute dodge challenge. It's
yep.
Oh.
It's not exciting, but if you have a second player, you can use them as the shield, so it's slightly easier.
How do you even discover that?
I don't know. Ask the Save one states. Person that bothered to do it on the internet, and then they said, like, hey...
Is that why you don't like Gunstar Heroes so much?
I didn't say I didn't. I've said nothing but good things about Gunstar Heroes. You're referring to stuff that happened before we recorded. But speaking of which, it's time to rank it, and boy, does this game suck! No.
He shows his true colors again.
No, I really like Gunstar Heroes.
Who doesn't like Gunstar Hero?
I'm going to say it again. Question. I really like Gunstar Heroes. It's pretty good. It's not my favorite. I'm not sure I would say I prefer Contra because I feel like Super Contra is great, right? But does it really build enough on the Contra thing to justify it being on like a different platform? I'm not sure. Gunstar Heroes does that, right? It does feel like something like you couldn't possibly have done this on an NES. It justifies its existence in that respect. Also, there's a huge shout out to Quiz and Dragons. And as a fan of Quiz and Dragons,
you heard Quiz and Dragons. I'm destroying Quiz and Dragons when the day comes.
Wait until somebody nominates it. Oh, brother.
Patreon pick.
I'll say like when I first played it, I'm not sure I played it right when it was new, but it was when you could still, I think, rent game like Genesis games, right? Yeah. So it wasn't too old. And I remember feeling really like somebody really understands why I'm still playing the Genesis, I guess, is what I felt like. You know, why I'm still playing 16-bit consoles. It's like, this is why. Like, I really want this kind of experience.
This one's like super good because it's Treasure making a really fantastic game, but not probably going quite as weird as stuff like Silhouette Mirage, which is somewhat incomprehensible compared to this one. You know, it's a run and gun. It's got aspirations to be the best run and gun in really interesting ways without it kind of getting super overly technical. It's still a run and gun that you can jump into and get pretty easily.
Yeah, I mean, that said, is it different enough to be...
In what?
Like, to like is it... So to put it in like the top like 100, you got to say it's either like one of the best running guns ever, which is probably true, but maybe not. Or you got to say it's like, well, it's not just one of the best. It's like it's also like it did what should have been done beforehand, which I also think is true. But I'm ready to argue it down anyway.
I think this is like kind of a precursor to Metal Slug in a lot of ways. Meaning, like, kind of a like aesthetically, at least, like a fun run and gun.
Yeah,
like, not like army violence, kill everything kind
of. It's really cutesy. I really love that part of it. I think that the fact that they remove the when you touch things, you immediately get hurt. I really love that about this game. It's just
Metal Slug's really kind of like that too, right? Because they want you to be able to get close enough to knife people. Right?
Yeah, Metal Slug. The enemies all broadcast their attacks, so they'll either shoot you or they'll whip out a knife and try and cut you, or they'll throw a grenade. In this game, I think they can. They throw grenades. I think they just try and hit you, don't they? I'm trying to remember.
Yeah,
how
some
many
of them do just like try and run up and slap you.
Yeah, and that's like the main thing is the basic enemies you overlap, and then you just get to throw, which I think is so good. It's just like, well, it's kind of lame to just shoot them. You're right next to them. Why don't you do something cool like grab them and just fling them? And it's like, wow, I'm amazing.
Cut them with really your cool knife and make all the white blood spray out.
No, that's not until the sequel.
That's water. You're cutting all their canteens and
yeah,
water
it's sweat.
Oh, my like, camelback! Oh, my God, you severed my water supply.
I really find it very funny when they do that.
I surrender immediately. So here's the thing.
Is this also the best first game?
Because we could go that far.
I think it's pretty close to.
It would hurt me a little, but I could be convinced on that. It's it's definitely like a classic great one. You know what I mean? It's definitely a great running gun, I think.
Yeah.
It brings a lot.
Well, what we haven't probably ranked yet, but what do you think could possibly usurp that throne?
Nothing. There? Nothing except Quiz and Dragons. But
yeah, so well, I mean, look.
No. We're talking realistically, right.
I like this game a lot, and I like to just play this game from time to time. I'd rather play Alien Soldier.
It's a totally different game.
Yeah,
it is a totally different game.
It's not even
play
a
Alien Soldier.
Alien Soldier.
Alien Soldier is not is a but Alien Soldier is like a boss rush.
Really not quite a running gun, right? Because you're not constantly dealing with new targets showing up on the screen. Like a running gun is like part platformer, part shoot 'em up, right? That's what makes it a running gun.
Yeah.
And Alien Soldier does not count in that respect. Where is Alien Soldier on the list?
It's 74.
Yeah, it's really high up there. I do think the Alien Soldier is better, but
I do love Alien Soldier, but I feel like more people like this better than Alien Soldier. And not only that, I would say, like, if we were talking about a comparison point of a great running gun, sorry, Cal, I would say, Metal Slug 2 or Metal Slug X maybe, like, might be there, which I know it's, like, just the better frame rate version of 2. But, that had the creativity. That's where they get into, like, mummies and all, like, crazy stuff, and there's, like, all new sort of things, and it's not just great animation and all that stuff. And I'd still argue there, like, they needed Metal Slug 1. They needed to stand on those shoulders to build it. Treasure got this in 1.
Yeah, I would also say, like, Metal Slug, it kind of benefits from being a more focused kind of, like, mechanics. Like, with Gunstar Heroes, it has to work great with all these different weapons options, with, like, all these different... And it does work pretty well, like, except for when you play it on the hardest difficulty setting, in which case certain things are worthless.
If you're breaking out the hottest difficulty, you better be worth it.
Too much against it, but I'm just saying, like, with... You know what I mean?
I find that the weapons are kind of like one of the weaker spots of the game overall, because it's like, for the most part, the throws and like slides and dives and kicks and whatever are broadly better for just about every situation. And a lot of the weapon combinations are basically just Contra weapons in the first place.
No, absolutely not.
Let's see here. We've got the rapid fire weapon. We've got the laser weapon. We've got the flamethrower. We've got the chasing weapon.
No, when you have like 11 more, the homing laser is not in any of the Contra games. The lightsaber.
I said most, not all of them.
No, most of them are not in other Contra games. Most of them are.
Contra have like 6 weapons and
12. Let B finish his thought. Something I never thought I'd have to say, but yeah, please.
The reason I'm disagreeing on this vehemently is because absolutely not. Gunstar Heroes has a lot of creative weapons that aren't in other running guns. You have like 20 of them, I think, right? Is that the total?
I mean, the only
three types.
Well, you got four different types of pickups, right? And each one of those can be combined in 4 extra ways. It's just 16 or 20.
If you double up on a thing, then it just becomes the same thing again, and usually it's not any better. In fact, some cases it can be worse. Like Chaser is worse than just Chaser.
Okay, Chaser is like the laser, right? That like
the base Chaser is like the little triangles. The advanced double Chaser is the one that's like the stars that hover around you. They do less damage.
Okay,
and they have more limitation.
But they hold out.
But that's still good. Like it's still better to like have like these sort of combinations that you have to like know what they're doing and learn about them and stuff.
I mean, look, Contra games don't have homing lasers. They do have like homing missiles though, right? So
yeah.
But I'm saying like Contra weapons are fairly typical weapons. Like there are things like here's a spread shot, like you'd see in a shmup. Here's a laser, which is stronger. Like the rotating fire thing that sucks is maybe the most interesting Contra weapon.
The most like elaborate flamethrower ever. It's like the giant like flame curlicue weapon. Yeah,
I'm just saying like Gunstar Heroes, it's like you pick a combination, you're not even sure what you're gonna get unless you've played it before, because they have like a really wide variety of weapons.
Yeah,
it's fun when you play through the game to get these different items. I really appreciate this game is two player, which to me just puts it above Alien Soldier just kind of flatly, because there's not that many running guns that are two-player and also kind of this interesting. Like, there's so much going on in this. Most of the two-player ones are more Contra types, where, you know, you just run along, you shoot some things, and then the game moves on. Metal Slug's the big one.
It's harder to make a balanced two-player running gun than it would be to make, you know, because It just, you know, it's hard to make a simultaneous two-player anything. So about the guns, the last thing I want to say about
the guns,
because I haven't said anything about the guns yet. The game on the list right now that has the best gun, most inventive gun variety is right now Cave Story. So that's it. That's a game that really, I think, took it to another level in terms of what was pot, like, you know, things that would occur to nobody until you saw it in that game. And I wouldn't say that Gunstar Heroes goes quite that far, but it does get pretty damn close. It doesn't quite have the bubble things where you like create a field of bubbles, then you let go of the button and the bubbles all shoot in one direction. This game comes out swinging.
That's a good
one.
This
is 1993. Don't forget, like it's right. Pretty,
but you could have done that in 1993. It's just nobody thought about it.
Yeah, well, it's a bit tricky. Like, but I wanted to say one thing about the actual game itself is it's balanced for consoles as well, which I really like compared to like Metal Slug, which kind of just wants your money like quite often. Whereas this one does feel like a balanced game all the way through, which is really cool.
Yeah, an excellent point about Metal Slug. I mean, those games are brutal, and they like you can get good at them, but you won't get that good unless there's something wrong with you. And don't tell me, I'm just waiting for a word to chime in. It's like, actually, I have video proof that I beat, like, I'm sure but for us mere mortals, we, you know.
I can get to level 5 in Metal Slug 2 on one credit.
Yeah, see, there we go, right? I knew it was out there.
I mean, you've baited me. Like, that's your own damn fault. Self-fulfilling prophecy, like, Xerxes.
Yeah. Like, I feel like if you're talking about expert level play, sure, like, things like you can throw in melee through this, but, like, I feel like most things, like, this is, like, very interesting mechanically, and there's a lot of wild action that can happen, and even as you get kind of more into it, there's a lot of technical stuff you can do. I think it's got, like, a wider plethora of strategy and things to do than Cave Story.
Yeah, like, I mean, a plethora is a plethora, but, you know, like, who here thinks they would... We do not say that word in this podcast, my friend. I hate that word, and I don't know why.
Excuse me. You don't call me my friend on a public thing, okay?
Oh, that's true. Nobody must know. Who here thinks they would rank Gunstar Heroes the highest?
All right. I'm biased because someone asked me to rank it in a specific spot, and I'm, like, surreptitiously trying to get it there. So discount me for now to that. I think it might be me.
Who here? Okay, so who here is not doing the bidding of some mysterious third party who thinks they would rank the highest?
I said I went under Alien Soldier, so it's definitely not me.
Does that leave it at me then? I guess.
Where would you put it?
Obviously, because I like it slightly more than Rocket Knight, and I went crazy with Rocket Knight, so I'd go crazy with this one, wouldn't I?
So where's Rocket Knight? That's a minimum of putting it at number 13, right under Tomb Raider and above Rocket Knight.
Well, earlier you said, do I think there's a better run and gun? The answer is a reluctant no. I would just be shuffling through my favorite run and guns, and this would be like, well... This is my favorite, I think, but not sure, but maybe.
I don't know if I could go that high. I'm kind of in that area, but I'm just looking at, like, Resident Evil 4.
Resident Evil 4.
Is there anything about the game itself, though, that drives it a little bit down for you in your mind? Or is it really just about the company?
You were mentioning earlier about how a run and gun would be, like, constituted of, like, having, you know, ever-changing targets and situations and platforming, and there's barely any platforming in this game. There's way more platforming in Alien Soldier, with the very thing you brought up the argument against.
Yeah, well, kind of. It's not true.
Layouts in this game are fairly, like, simplistic.
No.
Yes.
I mean,
no.
Board game level 1 is just a flat thing that has an occasional platform.
It certainly has more platforming than Alien Soldier.
You climb a plane.
That's true. Wait, Alien Soldier really just has, like, a couple platforms on certain boss fights,
false.
Right?
That's false.
You're far more concerned about your positioning than you are in that game than you are about this one.
Yeah, but your character's also like half as high as your TV. Like in Alien Soldier, like you're really concerned about positioning because you're huge.
Anyway, between Mega Drive games, 13 is Rocket Knight, 22 is Sonic 3 and Knuckles. Those are your Mega Drive games up here.
Here's the other thing. Like, Rocket Knight's a game. There's not too many games like Rocket Knight, I don't think. Like,
no, that's the problem. It's got really, really unique mechanics.
Whereas, like, if tomorrow suddenly every version...
Don't you heart Gunstar!
Didn't Freedom Planet crib Rocket Knight?
Every version, every possible playable copy of Rocket Knight, Gunstar Heroes vanished, you'd still have other things that could probably fill that gap. I mean, let's be honest.
Okay, I got one. I'm gonna do judo and use your own argument against you. You know the whole, like, if you could never play it again thing, or you could only play it, if you could only play Gunstar Heroes for the rest of your life, you might not be super happy unless it was two player. Like, you were on that desert island with one other person. Gunstar
Heroes. That argument hasn't been brought up in forever. Huge. That's great.
But it's huge, right? Like, that's a fun ass.
Who is this person? Game. Just as long as we're speaking hypotheticals, because, like, I can think of some people I'd much rather, like, not be on.
Fair.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's you and Gilbert Gottfried. Like, I love Gilbert Gottfried, but I don't want to be on an island with him for the rest of my life. Because right. You know stuff is going to happen. It's going to be awkward. Listening.
Cal, you're at 13, and Word, you're at, like...
I'm under 74, no distinct placement yet.
All right. What about you, Xerxes? Where are you?
The stuff in the top, like, 25 is, like, just it's outrageously good stuff. Like,
oh, yeah?
You know, like, is this game the Dwarf Fortress of Running Guns? No, I think not. You know, like, it's... And I hate Dwarf Fortress, and I like this game, but... I don't know. Like,
The problem is, if you look at it like just a running gun, that's one thing, but, like, it is extraordinarily unique, and it is the start of Treasure, pretty much, right?
Yeah, that's true. That is historically significant.
Yeah, like, this is kind of, like, a good archetype for... the, like, creative-ish game, like, the genre defier. This is where, like, you don't have Alien Soldier without Gunstar Heroes, per se.
No, they push the bosses in this further, and that's Alien Soldier.
But luckily, we do have Alien Soldier, so we can think about...
Where would you rank this game?
I'm above Alien Soldier, I love Alien Soldier, but for broad appeal, I'm above Alien Soldier. I'm up in, like, the 20. I'm gonna say 24.
Okay. That's Devil May Cry?
I said right. 7.
I would put it above La Mulana, below Hotline Miami at number 103.
What a monster. That's absolute
outrageously
monster.
High.
We'll just forget that. I'll tell you
so
what.
I'm the middle ground here.
13 and all right, wait. No, you're the bottom because that was a joke that Xerxes said. So 79 and 13. If you add them together, you get 92 and half of that's like 46.
I can't believe you try and put mind this Yeah, like, I can't believe you'd put this, like, even below something like Wario Land 4. This is better than Wario Land 4. What is this?
I'm going to disagree. I'd rather play
Wario. I don't know about that. Yeah, like, there's a lot of stuff
about it. I've dumped way more time in Wario Land 4 than I played this game.
Bejeweled?
The stuff I'm putting it below is stuff like Windjammers and your favorite, Whizball, for some reason.
Are you saying that's
who are you
me?
Speaking to
are
on that one?
Are you speaking to me? You're just not, like, because I like...
Who? Everybody who was on the Whizball podcast, raise your hand.
Well, it's just, I love
Whizball. Yeah, it's just podcast. You. Yeah, that's
we
right.
Can. Okay, so. We're just voices.
I like how this has just been 20 minutes of us arguing with no ground.
I just want to put this game
somewhere. I'm trying.
Okay, all right. What about putting it above Seiken Densetsu 3? Oh, wait, no, above Super Castlevania 4, below Ninja Gaiden Black at number 81.
You're moving it way lower than I'm looking at, but
I'm moving it up though. That's how this is.
I know. It's well.
How about right next to Alien Soldier, and we just go hit the
bathroom
or something?
No.
If you need to use the bathroom, go right ahead. I mean, we'll be here for another 20 minutes.
All right. 69. Number 69 is VVVVV. Right. Like it's
yeah.
That's a big game.
It is a big game.
It Mother is 3, number 70.
Yeah, Mother 3 is a better game.
Well, not. I mean, but I think Mother 3... Okay, so, no, actually, no. Wait a second. Mother 3 is an excellent comparison point, because Mother 3 is enough of a departure from previous JRPG tropes that it kind of resembles what, you know, Gunstar Heroes is in terms of departures from run-and-gun tropes. So,
except you had to have Mother 1 and 2 to get to Mother 3 and Gunstar Heroes.
Gunstar Heroes is built on the corpses of the various Contra games. We all know it. Like, let's just...
Absolutely.
It grabbed them and threw them in the trash. This is the new game. It's better. It's better than all the other games.
Like, now, just to make sure I have this correct here. Treasure was formed out of disgruntled Capcom employees, yes?
Konami.
It was Konami? Okay. I thought it was Capcom. My bad. All right, so then that means they have the experience of playing, of, you know, designing and building, you know, the Contras and whatnot.
That's why it's so good.
So
this is why what I said makes sense.
The previous iterations exist, just not under the name Treasure.
Exactly. Thank you.
Yeah, they made it better in almost every way, and they made it so effortlessly.
It may not be the most perfect comparison, but it's the most apt comparison that has been offered thus far. So, do you think above or below Mother 3, right? Like,
I'll give you 69.
I'll give you 71.
Well, I know which option I'm going to take. All right. Like, so that would put it below Kicks, above VVVVV.
Okay.
And I can agree with that.
All right. Kick it.
Quick. That's where it goes. Because we're done.
All right. I'm telling Shadowhog I got you 69.
That's pretty good. 24. Yeah, there you go.
Is that what he was aiming for?
Oh, this was all at Shadowhog's behest? Well, now I retract my agreement to this. No, Shadowhog's great. So that's where it
Welcome
goes.
Welcome to the moderation staff, Shadowhog.
We do not discuss the Discord on this, except if you want to go to HG101 Discord.
that's where it goes. That Xerxes doesn't go.
Yeah. This whole thing is very suspect. He's basically out of it. He's barely here. Quick, rank it.
Look, I'm ranking it now. It goes right below Kicks, right above VBVBV, Gunstar Heroes, the new 69. Got to fill in
Gunstar
that spreadsheet.
Heroes is better with two people.
Get out.
That's right. That's right.
Hey!
It's a perfect 69. It is better with two people.
Yeah, okay. I'm
going to the bathroom.
I'm going to take a bath.
Ain't that cool? I am very, very sorry. That's all for this episode. Special thanks goes out to our lovely co-hosts and compatriots, our booking agent Jeff Rude, our theme song MC Norm, check him out at Normally Retro on Twitter, and our technical assistant, video editor, and scriptwriter Ed Burns. You can support this podcast by making a small monthly donation at patreon.com/HG101. I know I did. By subscribing to the HG101 YouTube channel, and by following at GC9X and at HG_101 on Twitter. You can also hang out with us at our Discord channel. It's at bit.ly/HG Discord, but most importantly, help us spread the love of games by getting on iTunes, subscribing to HG101, and giving us a 5-star review. Do it because you like us and you want us to succeed. Until next time, keep keeping it real.